Anzac Day this coming Sunday, Rob, and this is a sensational thing that we're talking about. A book is out. A Central Coast couple have put it out. The author's name is Karen Page. It's called My Broken Soldier, The Untold Story of Life Beyond the Front Line. The author is Karen Page. She's in the studio with us this morning. Good morning, Karen.
Hello.
Karen.
How are you going? Hi, guys. Thanks
and
for having us.
Also, Karen's partner is Corporal Matthew John Page. He's with us. G'day, Matt.
How you going, guys?
Not too bad, buddy. Well, Karen, tell us about this book.
Okay, thank you. My Broken Soldier is a story of our life as a military family. So it transcends through Matt's deployments to Iraq and also to Afghanistan, us having children while he's deployed and the things that entail with that. And then it also goes through Matt's career-ending accident and what happens when it all goes horribly wrong, what support wasn't there that should have been there, and how together as a family unit we pushed forward and got through and fought for what should have been a given.
Mm. And when you came back, Matt, I've heard stories of soldiers that come back from conflict and there's a struggle to reconnect with the family. Did you feel that?
Yeah, look, there is a definitive distance between, you know, your life when you're overseas and then your life when you're here. So it takes a time to just even acclimatise just to everyday things. So even driving down the street, there are different considerations on the job when you're overseas. You're sort of looking for abnormalities in the traffic or whatever's going on that just aren't there in everyday life.
Yeah.
But even down to things like, you know, kids doing what kids do, they make random noises, they, you know, slam doors and stuff like that. That sort of thing might sort of, you know, trigger a few thoughts or reactions that aren't conventionally normal.
And when you're away, there's that band of team with you that are in your ear, they're all around you and you're watching each other. Do you feel a lack of that when you come home?
When you come home, not so much, but generally, like, because you're still working with the same blokes, that sort of still sits there. But the trouble is when, you know, that's taken away, as it was with me, you know, when a, you know, knock on the head gave me an injury and ended my career, suddenly that sort of camaraderie and support and those feelings of sort of, I guess, family, are just gone. And so you've sort of left feeling a bit lost and isolated.
And Karen, this is what you've written about in My Broken Soldier, as we said, the untold story of life beyond the front line. For our returned soldiers, whether they've stayed in the force or not, is there enough support?
No, absolutely not. And if there is, like, it's hard to say no. That's not a blanket rule. There is a lot of support out there. It's not easy to find. And you don't know easily where to look. And the other problem that we've got is ask him to talk about it. He won't. Ask him to, you know, show his feelings. And that's not what they're trained to be. So we bring them home. And if for whatever reason they're broken on some level, we expect to treat them like we would treat a civilian. It's not the same. It just can't be. I think, in all honesty, from my experience, what I've seen with him, what I've seen with others, we've just got it wrong. We've got it fundamentally wrong. And we need to do better.
Do you think you've found a way over the course of your time at home with Matt to that way of getting through to him?
We're still together.
Yeah.
And that says a lot.
Do you think by writing the book, this will help other soldiers, but also civilians like Rob and I, to read this and go understand what you as a family went through as a partner of a former soldier?
I was really nervous about writing it because it's so personal. There is so much in there that is so personal to us, and I was worried that people wouldn't get it, see it, understand it. It's only been out in play for a couple of months. And the information that we've got back thus far on social media, so many people thanking us, willing us on, telling us that they can relate, that they understand, and the civilians that don't have any clue, thanking us for opening their eyes. So, yeah, that's my hope.
Yeah.
Well, coming into this Anzac Day, this Sunday, probably the day that unites a country more than any other day in the calendar year, what a great time for Coasties to get behind this book and try and understand what you've gone through and what they can do to understand what other soldiers and families of soldiers are going through.
And, Matty, how are you going now, mate? Are you back into your working life or what's the go?
Yeah, so my life's work at the moment is homeschooling my kids.
Yeah.
So we do that. We're sort of, you know, free spirits, so we like to travel and do things like that just to sort of get out and see the world and give our kids a bigger scope on the world. So that, for me now, is my focus on life. And I guess that's the key path to redemption, kind of, is that you've got to find a purpose. And part of that is, you know, building that family group around you, building that foundation of support, so you can continue to move on and find that purpose later on. Because, yeah, you know, until we learned to fight together against an issue, we sort of, we were lost because we were constantly fighting each other plus our demons plus whatever else was going on. So for us, it was huge that we learned that skill of fighting with each other against another enemy sort of thing.
Yeah. And Karen, as a writer of the book, you'd encourage, you know, we might have former soldiers, be they male or female, listening. Is one thing would advice to give would be, hey, open up to someone, have a chat to someone.
Yeah. Look, my first advice is you're worth it. Fight.
Yeah.
You're absolutely worth it. You've done your time. You've put the uniform on, and it's time now for us to rally around you. So let us in.
Yeah. Now,
feel valued.
Yeah, absolutely.
My Broken Soldier, the untold story of a life beyond the front line with Karen Page and Maddie. Now, we can get this book locally, Karen?
You can. So we've had fantastic support from the bookstore in Erina called Bookface.
Yep.
Also from Wombrel Post Office, and also from Gracie Baja at Erina, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu School. They're also selling for us as well.
Great job, Karen.
And also on the website, sorry.
And the website, yeah. Kaz
page.
Just Google it.
Yeah.
And Maddie, thank you for your service too, buddy. Thank you for your service, mate, because we live in a country that is so great, and it's people like you that have protected our country and given us this opportunity to live in this free land. So thank you, buddy.
Freedom's not free.
Thank you.